Welcome to the Bangtan Epiphany, episode 85. This week, we are talking about a recent Billboard article that is quite xenophobic towards BTS and uses hearsay from a tweet to subtly accuse BTS of chart manipulation. If I could use three BTS songs to sum up this episode, they would be...
Billboard writes an article about BTS's chart manipulation of their chart, which they are solely accusing BTS of. So here's the thing. If I make a contest, right, and I say, hey, all these people can come and do this contest. You have to, run whoever runs the fastest 100 meters. Enter the contest. Somebody wins that race. And then I'm like, I'm going to write an article about whether that person did something wrong in winning that race and whether they cheated. Shouldn't I know?
Yeah.
Don't
you know the rules?
The contest. Shouldn't I know whether they broke the rules or not?
Yeah.
And if they did break the rules, the only thing I would have to do is say, hey, they cheated. But instead, you write an article where you accuse them of cheating and put manipulating in quotes, but then you're letting them defend themselves, but not really. And you're just trying to shade them. See, they're trying to maintain, they're very obviously trying to maintain the power of anyone who is not Korean and who is not BTS. They are trying to muddy BTS with this article in order to, without actually saying that BTS did anything wrong.
Oh yeah, straight like just defamation, because like the title of the article has like chart manipulation in it. So there's people who will be like scrolling and be like, oh, BTS chart manipulation. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, you know, and then
they're just going to see the highlight. They're not going to read the whole article and then or they try pass to it understand along. The context. They're just trying to defame BTS.
Yeah.
But BTS are not doing anything wrong. They're not, because if they were, Billboard would just say, hey, they're doing something wrong. Because they're the ones who get to decide that. It's their goddamn chart.
Yeah.
So it's so gross that they're going to defame BTS. And then they're going
to turn around and try to make money off them.
Turn around and say, but for $175, you can own 7 copies or 8 copies of this magazine where we talk shit about your favorite band.
Yeah. So let us know if you're into that.
Give us some money for being total weasels. It's just so skeezy. Because if they actually had a problem, then they should just come out and say it. They should say, you know what? We don't like the way that fandoms purchase multiple versions of the same song in order to show their support, that they financially show their support by buying lots of copies of the song. We think that everyone should be allowed to buy one song ever and should never get more than mildly excited about their artists.
Yeah. Like, be apathetic like us.
Apathetic and cynical about all the music you listen to, and then let us manipulate the charts with the radio and all of those deals that we make there. So continue to let us manipulate the charts. You're not allowed to change that game in any way that we don't control or that doesn't directly financially benefit us. That's what they're really saying. That's the real message of this article, is we're going to defame and mud. We're going to throw mud at any artist who isn't, you know, tied to the right American record producing people that are already in our pockets.
Yeah.
You know, that who are already funding us.
Yeah.
If you're not funding us and don't have deals with us, then we're going to throw mud at you.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's gross. Yeah.
And now I want to take the like beautiful silver lining and like, cause like the rap line lives in my heart. Right.
Yeah.
And they're just like in there on fire. And one of the things that I take from this that I think is amazing is the fact that this is a beautiful moment to like unite all army, right? Because there's things where like, oh, you're new army, you know, you're McDonald's army or Permission to Dance army, but
McDonald's army.
At any moment that you need to defend BTS, you become army.
No, that's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? Like that's the
that
moment.
Is true.
When it you go is, to battle,
it's really polarizing. When
yeah.
you realize how much racism and discrimination and just weird sexism, like toxic masculinity shit happens because of BTS. Like
yeah.
how crazy people go. Yeah. Like some people just like go insane
yeah.
when they see an attractive man.
So
you know, some
about...
people are like, that person's trying to make me gay.
Yeah, can we
that
talk about the billboard?
More about you, bro. Yeah. If you're saying that looking at a beautiful man
yeah.
is promoting homosexuality, what do you think you're yeah. saying?
Come on now.
What are you saying about yourself?
Now. Take a look in the mirror, bro.
That's more about you than it is about him.
And it's okay,
he
man.
He can't help being attractive, man. It's you're the one who's looking at him and thinking gay thoughts.
Yeah. It's natural, baby.
It's okay. It's okay.
Oh,
just become okay with your love for how beautiful our boys are. It's we have come to terms with that. people are dumb. So anytime something threatens them, they're going to lash out at it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's so hilarious that Billboard has a magazine where they have the affront to talk about chart manipulation
yeah.
from a quote-unquote objective viewpoint, which it is not.
Yeah.
That's like the opposite of objective and the opposite of journalism. You can't talk about an issue within your own organization as if you have a distant perspective from it. You are obviously biased. And the fact that the journalist never states how biased they are in talking about chart manipulation from the point of view of Billboard is because they have no journalistic integrity.
Yeah.
That threw the article away for me immediately. As soon as they brought up that subject and didn't say, I'm being paid by the people who create this chart. That's why the name of the magazine is called Billboard.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm obviously talking about something that I have financial bias in. No.
Yeah.
No.
Also, this is the perfect opportunity for me to segue with my joke into the article.
Okay.
And the way that it's structured. I just wanted to say that I feel like this author may have been an Enhypen fan because of the sheer amount of hyphens in this article. I went through and counted. There was 45. You know?
Like, how many hyphens do you need?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're right. They're secretly supporting Enhypen.
That's right. They're like, oh, and also Enhypen. Like every, like it comes out to an average of one per paragraph.
That's so insane. This person doesn't know how to write. They really don't. And the thing is like we're sort of used to the decline of journalism, just in general.
Or the English language.
This apocalyptic world that we're living in, man, it's just rough. But the thing that makes me really angry is that the warfare of doing all of these things that are very xenophobically motivated, but hide behind this idea that like they're criticizing something in a fair way. They're like, look, we're gonna talk about chart manipulation and then we're gonna let one of the BTS members respond. But how bullshit is that?
Yeah.
Like when Billboard themselves is coming to BTS and saying, what do you think about chart manipulation? I mean, how crazy would that be? Wouldn't you be like, aren't you Billboard?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but it's
what do you mean you think we're manipulating the charts? Wouldn't you immediately like take us off the charts if you literally thought we were manipulating the charts? You put us on. You put us as number one. That means that you believe that we earned that, or you wouldn't have put us as number one. It's your chart.
Yeah.
You could say whatever you want about that chart. It's only that people believe that that's a credible chart in the first place that anyone even cares what you put on your chart.
Yeah.
And now you're going to accuse us of manipulating you?
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I love this response here. I gotta read this thing. I love the way Koreans like structure their language. Right? You get so much nuances here. So this was the president of BTS label, Big Hit Music. And so when he was asked, he was like, wouldn't it be nice if we actually had the ability to mastermind such a thing? And what's cool about that is it's like it's a disarming question.
Yeah.
Because it like kind of, they came with this aggressive, like, did you chart manipulate? And he's like, wouldn't that be great? Right? It kind of like puts everyone at ease. And then he's like, you know, I get that there's market developments and head scratchers. Like we get you don't understand what's happening.
Yeah. He's we get like, you dumb.
Yeah, right? I just love the little underhanded stuff. And he's like, but I don't believe the U.S. market is one that can be handily topped by downloads
alone. Yeah, you guys are so tough and smart.
That's the thing. He like, he chops them down. He's like, you're a bit dumb. And he's like, but also I don't think.
But
like,
how could we possibly defeat you, you big giants?
It's like the master of the complisalt, you know?
Yeah, no.
It's beautiful.
I totally agree. Oh, God.
And then at the end, he ups the song. He's like, I think the song's impact is shown in many ways. We're proud of that achievement. And like, that's just like cool, right? It's so elegant.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I agree. It was a great response to a total bullshit question.
Yeah.
Coming from the very organization that verifies that you are, in fact, the number one. But did you guys cheat?
Yeah, did you? Because we don't.
You fucking
we don't
know.
No, we don't know.
We don't know what we're doing.
So can we speak a little bit? The article had a weird structure to it, other than the hyphens. The way it broke things up, it like starts off with like kind of introductions and chart manipulation.
You know what it was trying? It was trying to give its really xenophobic bullshit perspective softly.
Mm-hmm.
It tried to appear fair. And that's what I mean. That's like, I think that makes me so angry. When you have these crazy radio personalities just being blatantly racist, what's nice is like you get who they are, right? You get, or you're like, oh, that person is just a racist because they're just obviously spewing racism.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, you know, the guy who's like saying all this weird stuff about teenagers and BTS, some like radio podcast bullshit person, you're like, that guy's just an asshole. And you can just see him on face value as an asshole and you can move on with your life.
Mm.
But Billboard's trying to appear like they're fair.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to appear like they're doing some journalism here. Like they are like, oh, maybe BTS isn't as great as you think it is, but it's great. But what about this? Like someone on Twitter said this. Can you believe it? Like using Twitter comments from a random fan is not evidence when you are in fact Billboard.
Yeah, yeah.
When you have all the numbers and data that could actually provide evidence and you're pretending you don't know that and you're using Twitter as evidence for an argument of chart manipulation, that's so shady.
Oh yeah. That's problematic at best.
It's so shady because like you're pretending that you don't know something in order to create a controversy when you absolutely know.
Yeah.
And you've absolutely decided that it's not chart manipulation because you produce the chart. So it is insane to throw mud at BTS and stay clean when you're the chart.
Yeah.
Like either you screwed up and you need to say that you screwed up or you're just throwing mud.
Yeah, exactly.
They're innocent and you're still throwing mud at them, which just shows that there's an agenda.
Yeah.
Billboard has an agenda. So what is Billboard's agenda? What is the crime that BTS is committing? Billboard's agenda is that Koreans should not be able to come over in the American market and make a lot of money.
Yeah.
that's not great, because that money should only be going to American artists. That's what I'm getting from this article. Billboard doesn't think that artists from other countries deserve to make money in America. Not without their approval, not without paying the right people in the right ways. They want control over who makes money in the American music industry. And they're pissed when the consumers take that control. When we decide to put our money where we want to, they want that control. They want to tell us who to follow. They want to tell us on the radio who to listen to. They want to tell us what songs are good. And when that power is threatened, they get vicious.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this underhanded shit.
Yeah.
Now, if the Rolling Stones wanted to come out with an article about chart manipulation and BTS, and they want to throw mud at BTS, they can do it from an objective viewpoint. That's the thing. If this were a real issue and the other music publications took it up, I would expect two things. I would expect them to compare it to DJ Khaled in his energy drinks, to all the different ways in which people make money off of making deals with radio stations, off of how there's so few companies controlling all the music that's going on radios in America, how radio's dying, how iTunes manipulates things, how YouTube manipulates things. That's what I'd want an examination of this corporate structure that currently controls popular music. You know why we don't hear that article? Because they all make money off of that system. They would all be out of business if they start flicking, if they start attacking the machine that they all make money from. So we're never going to see a real article about chart manipulation and how the music industry actually works. That's what's so obnoxious about this. But the fact that Billboard like thinks that they can start this conversation in such a lazy and amateuristic and obviously biased way that has no journalistic integrity, and then just leave it there like a freaking dead fish. They just slapped a dead fish on the table and said, look at this chart that I own and control. Is someone manipulating it? Maybe it's the Koreans that are.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. And then they're like, now give us money.
Now give us money, dumb army.
It's like at the end of the article, they're like, buy the thing. It's funny.
It's so gross to me. It's so gross to me.
There was another thing I wanted to, like, I found it very weird. I'm not necessarily, like, English degree major person, but, like, I thought it was weird that they, in the article, kept referring to BTS as it.
Oh, God. It's just another way to dehumanize them.
Right? It's like, it's who are they? They are the other, right?
Yes, to other them and to dehumanize them. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
Right? It's just another, like, checkbox of the xenophobia toolkit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Starter kit.
Here's how you use xenophobia to keep all the money to ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Step one. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I'm just, it just makes me feel really sick. I think that, you know, I don't really care about how popular something is. Like, I always want BTS to have success. But I think that it turns into this sort of like this game of like record breaking. And what was really fun about that game when it was happening a couple years back, or even before us, before our time, like when ARMY was playing that game and Wings was coming out, man, that must have been a rush. It must have been a rush to be an American fan back in 2016, 2017, and to see a Korean band do things that no other Korean band had done before. Like, what a wonderful, like, pride that those ARMY had in seeing BTS's global success and, like, ability to transcend language and cultural barriers. Like, that's just really beautiful. So, but I think all these awards and achievements and, like, number games, all these number games that ARMY plays, I think it came from a really cool place of like, let's break down this barrier. Let's break through this glass ceiling of Asians being able to be appreciated in the same way other people are in the American music industry. Like, that's really cool. But of course, once that happens, you're going to have all these gatekeepers come out of the woodworks and try to be really deceptive.
Well, yeah, because they're like, oh, you're not supposed to be here at this party.
Hey, you know? What, who let you in the door?
It's like, could you get me another drink? You know, it's like crap like that.
Yeah, it is. And it's like they're getting very manipulative in their methods of trying to spread this idea that BTS is doing something other than just playing the game that they wrote the rules to. Their game.
Yeah, that they said, like, if you want this, you have to do this. And they're like, okay, we're doing it.
We're doing it. How, like, who is more polite and hardworking than BTS? You know, like, the iHeartRadio is like, fly from Korea for this like very tiny performance at iHeartRadio because we asked you to. And they're like, okay,
yeah,
sure, do a weird awkward interview with us again. Okay, they always say yes, they always play the game. Like, ARMY does a campaign of kindness to radio shows,
yeah,
sending them flowers and getting requests, and like, we've played by the rules. We've done it politely. We've done it nicely. We've asked permission to be part of this game. And then they throw mud in our face. So I'm starting to get this sense that, like, fuck the American music industry. Like, fuck the American music industry.
Well, that's the thing. Fear the day that we stop playing by your rules and we just take over.
And we just take over.
Right?
Like, suck it.
Yeah.
Billboard, suck it completely. Let's stop playing the Billboard game. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to convince HYBE to stop playing the Billboard game, because Billboard game is money.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am tired of it. I'm sick of it. I am sick of BTS doing an interview with Billboard that's going to be this insulting to them. I am not okay with it. I'm not okay with them, like, agreeing with the record. The fact that they... Scooter, no! Scooter, no! I don't want it. I don't want them to play in this, you know, this playground. I want them to be themselves, and I want to, like, not agree with these assholes.
Yeah.
Not bow down to these xenophobic. I'm sorry. I went too far. And Scooter, no.
Yeah, yeah. And also, serious missed opportunity in the article, because they mentioned them beating out Justin Bieber for top social artist, you know, because he had won 6 years straight. And then later they talked about them buying Ithaca Holdings, which would have been a dope opportunity to do a little callback to the company that owns Justin Bieber. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
but like,
exactly.
That's just journalism, right? Or better writing? I don't know.
We're like a sticker making factory at this point. We got photo cards. We got bookmarks. We got stickers. We are doing it all for Patreon, and the postcards that we're making are pretty sweet.
Everything we're making is pretty sweet.
I mean, you've become like an expert in laying that like translucent, iridescent overlay on paper.
Yeah, that finicky stuff.
It's so hard. It's so fun, though. I like the stuff that we're making. So if you want to check it out. Go on to Patreon.
Patreon.
The Bangtan Epiphany.
I just hype everything up you say.
Yeah, you're the hype man.
Yeah.
And check out the amazing paper crafts.
Paper crafts.
That Rocky and I are making as in support the podcast.
Yeah, support us.
Yeah. Patreon.
Okay. That was awesome.
That was a good one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got too hot. Not too hot. I got too angry. I think I really hate that. One of the things that always happens with our fandom, Byron knows, it makes him angry too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we get accused of being, sensitive, or like we can't hear any criticism, or we're so biased that we can't be objective about our band. And it's like, dude, who's biased about, who is objective about something that you love? You know, we're loving and supporting BTS, but like actually ARMY is extremely intelligent, and we see the xenophobia that's leveled at BTS for what it is. It's just racism. It's just gatekeeping. We see the gatekeeping happening, and then we're like, hey, this is not okay. It's not okay to write this, you know, defamatory article about BTS when you're not even really talking about an issue that you want to solve or expose. You're just throwing mud in this really biased and sort of unintelligent and lazy way. And we see that, and we're just used to getting criticized by the media in general. But the thing is we're exposing a real important issue that people who don't like BTS should actually care about. You don't have to like BTS to realize that the music market, which is this giant money-making machine, is so manipulated and so forcibly like exclusive to artists that you're not going to get the best music because they're deciding who they let in and who they don't let in based on their really screwed up, racist, power-keeping value system. And that's my problem. That's my problem, is that like I don't want to support Billboard in any way, because Billboard has shown themselves for what their value system is. They've exposed their value system with this article, and it's really gross. It's really gross. They're like, we're going to throw mud at BTS, but we're not going to take up the real problems that are in this industry that we're contributing to.
Yeah, we're not going to take up the charge or the effort to actually fix our broken system.
Yeah. Or to explain why it's suddenly broken when Koreans top the chart.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now
it's
broken?
Been broken for a long time.
That's what's broken about it? What does that say about you? That you think it's broken the first time a Korean tops it. And you try to diminish their achievement. Because that's what people do. That's what people do. If you want to promote racism, if you want to talk badly about someone, instead of just saying something blatantly racist, you do something really weaselly. You're like, well, they cheated to get where they are. You know, that you start saying bad things about them and make people think that it wasn't real.
Yeah, it's churlish.
It's beyond churlish.
It's deplorable.
It's deplorable. And so I'm kind of like, I'm not interested in this game anymore. As a fan, I'm not interested in, can BTS break through these glass ceilings of the American music industry? And, you know, I don't think BTS is either.
Well, yeah. I'm the same way. I've never really wanted to fight for BTS to get in the same room with these people. I'm like, I don't want them in that room.
It's a gross room.
like they mentioned, oh, they never go to after party award shows. I'm like, good. I don't want them doing like heaps and heaps of cocaine or whatever, right? Like, they can make
American
connections in other
people,
ways.
They got problems.
They know how to party, right? But like, it's dangerous.
It's dangerous. Yeah. And they got problems. And it's like they're making the game not fun. The game is fun when everybody is bringing their arts and their talents to the competition and we get to celebrate all these amazing artists. Yeah, like, that's what I like. I also don't like feeling like I'm in competition with another artist that I don't really know about, because I don't feel that way. I don't think that you need to bring down one artist to support yours. I don't think it needs to be a competition, because like, the more art in the world, the better.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, seriously, there's good art, there's bad art, but like, art is the only thing that keeps us going. Like, what is humanity without art? Like, we're just a bunch of greedy monkeys. So sorry, I'm not feeling real positive about the world this week.
I get it.
I'm like, we're just we're assholes, guys. No, maybe it's just me. But anyways, like, I guess I'm not interested in that game as much as I was. I really liked when I watched BTS going to the Billboard Awards in 2017. I get emotional every time.
Oh yeah,
I've watched that video like so many times. And it's so emotional. And what's really beautiful about that moment is that here are these guys who like had no concept of this being a reality, of them going to accept an award at a prominent American award show. And that was sort of like a beautiful thing. It's like we broke through this barrier that no one ever thought could be broken through. And they get to experience it, and they're just so humble and excited and dazzled. And like, it's just really, it's such a cool moment for them. And to hear ARMY support in the crowd, oh, that always gets me. That always gets me. And to hear the like veracity of ARMY in that crowd and have all the artists like turn around and go, who are they cheering for?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
And that inspired me to be like, yeah, I want them to kill it on the charts. I want them to get these awards. I want them to be acknowledged. But now I'm just getting this thing that this was never a game that anyone could win. You can't be Korean and come and win this game, because as soon as you start winning, they're going to say that the way that you're winning is cheating.
Yeah.
They're going to try to talk about why you don't deserve it and other people deserve it more, or like your art isn't the art that should be gaining achievements and awards, and they're gonna do it in this really skeezy way. So now I'm like, I don't care about any of those people, any of the fragile, masculine, xenophobic people out there who want to control what people like. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And
why,
like,
do I care about them? I don't.
Also, when talking
about your opinions.
Yeah, and when talking about art, it's like, if you can understand the passion of like art and creativity and like what that gives you is like priceless. It's beyond the concept of money. You realize how minuscule the idea of money is.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you crazy? Like, I would pay insurmountable amounts of money to achieve or feel what I get from this piece of art. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why it's like so silly.
I mean, the thing I always liked about ARMY, like streaming and buying lots of albums and that sort of activity, is it's kind of like, it feels a little bit like crowdfunding to me. It's like you're putting your money towards the thing that is giving you this inordinate amount of happiness, right? This thing that you just get so much happiness from loving and supporting. So to you, it's worth it. It's worth whatever that money amount is, because you're getting something out of it. And that's a personal decision. And so I see it as a measure of success. If one ARMY buys 10 albums as opposed to one Kanye fan buying one album, it's like, because that person who's ARMY feels it 10 times more, you know, they're feeling it and they're supporting it in a way that actually translates to their own money. And that's their choice. And I just think that that's kind of cool. It's like, hey, if that person's that excited, cool. No one's making them do that. No one's telling them to do that. The company, the band, they never ask for that, right? But it happens because people are so damn excited.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what they're excited about, that's great. I mean, people who love their sports teams do the same sort of thing. Like, they'll pay anything to get that ticket or to do that support or to get the, like, signed baseball. Like, there's lots of different ways in which we support artists and athletes and performers that involve, like, showing your support financially or with your time or energy. And that's just kind of cool. It's just like you're generating energy with your fandom about something that they like and enjoy and benefits them in some way. And that's all it is. It doesn't need to be controversial and it's not new. So I'm really like, I'm going to put all my personal energy into content. Into what BTS makes that I feel is from them and their hearts. Like, when they make a series, when they make an album, when they make music, I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it. And that's how I'm going to be a fan, you know? And I'm not going to let anyone tell me how to be a fan. You don't get to decide what I like and how I like it.
Hmm, exactly.
No one does. Not a single person does and should tell you how to like something. How much to like it.
And how much money you should pay to like it.
How much money you should spend on it.
Yeah.
That's all you. Like, if you take care of your basic needs, your money, your time is yours. That's what's great about living in a democratic country. You are free to live your life how you choose to live your life. And anyone who tells you how and you should like something, you got to think, what is their deal?
Yeah, what's the motivation here?
What is their motive for trying to control what you like and how much you like it? Because it's not like they're trying to make sure that you're happy. Because they don't ask us how happy we are. Yeah. They don't ask us if we're... they don't ask the right questions, right? They just try to defame our artists so that we feel bad or something, like they know more about our artists than we do. Guess what? You don't.
or is it like this weird thing where it's like, make you feel bad, so therefore we'll give you a bunch of money to make us feel better or something, right? Like,
yeah, what are they getting out of trying to defame us and trying to make us think that what we're doing is bad? Yeah. I don't know. It's just a control.
Well, thing. Not only that, it's but I'm just wondering about the like sales tactic here because it seems pretty shite to me.
I mean, if Billboard wanted to make money on that magazine thing, they did it in the wrong way.
Well, that's the thing is they tried to like course correct or something because after all that, the latter part talks about, oh, the pandemic hit and they couldn't do concerts. So they did an online concert and then they released some English songs. And it's like, You're talking about this like kind of after the fact because you've already touched on these songs, these releases.
Yeah.
So it really felt weird and stilted.
There was no logic to this article. That's why, because it was driven by xenophobia and control.
Yeah.
And if that's your motivation, calling BTS it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Every it's time. It's so obvious. It happened multiple times too. And I'm like, is this just a thing that I don't understand? Like,
no.
About like. You know,
it's
words.
Dehumanizing. It yeah. was purposeful.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. It's like, I don't know. I keep thinking about what Hobie said recently. It's like stuck in my head and I can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
I forget what interview it was.
It was the Vanity Fair, like, oh, how Vanity well do you Fair? Know me or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's Hobie's greatest fear? And he said... the future.
Yeah. He said my future.
My
and I
future.
Was like, what? Yeah.
And he said, they've gotten so famous.
Yeah.
He said something like, we just keep getting more famous. And, you know, it's getting to the point of not being good. Because, like, we're real... I don't know. Human beings are super mean to famous people.
Oh, yeah. They put them under that microscope, you know?
Right? Like, we push people on this pedestal, and then there's a just portion of society you just really want to see whoever's on a pedestal fall.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and that's the thing. RM even mentioned the pedestal in the article. He was like, for now, we're on the pedestal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know that eventually it's going to, the tide will turn. And that's scary. And I think they can see it coming. I mean, they can see how many times they've been disregarded or abused by the media systems and by the music systems that they've been in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were getting all sorts of discrimination in Korea by Koreans. And now they get
a totally whole
different kind of yeah. xenophobic discrimination when they come into other markets. I mean, they've just been getting it the whole time.
Yeah.
And they've been facing it with like grace and humility and even more than they should. Like, they are way too humble and polite to these people that are so obviously discriminatory and rude and unkind to them. So I kind of want it to go the other way. I kind of want the attention to go on to someone else because it's just not fair. It's fair that they have to carry this burden for everyone.
Yeah, and it's funny, the article kind of like gets at that too, because the article is obviously about money, because there's at least 3 to 6 times where they talk about how much money BTS makes for HYBE and the fact that like HYBE is afraid that like their revenue is solely dependent on BTS and they're trying to make it less dependent on them and stuff like that. So one thing that I thought was interesting is how they're talking about debuting like 6 new groups in 2022 or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And it's like, good for HYBE. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care at all. Like, if I don't necessarily agree with all of HYBE's practices. So I'm not feeling real like warm and fuzzy about HYBE right now. I don't like that they made this deal with Scooter whomever. Ugh, gross. I'm sorry. I'm too much of a T-Swiftie to like that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't like how aggressively they've been advertising with BTS and like just how much they push BTS to make money when all I want the boys to do is be happy. I just want them to enjoy their success and I want them to be free as artists. That's the only thing I care about.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I care about. I don't care about the merch. I don't care about the awards. I don't care about the charts. Just real talk. I just don't care at all anymore. If they needed to prove anything, they've already proved it to me. And I'm sick of proving it to people who will never accept them anyways.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, did you see my bag, aka the wall of trophies?
The HYBE Museum wall of trophies.
Have you seen my museum?
We did it. Boom. Yeah. Check it off the list. Moving on.
Yeah. And if anything, like you were saying, I just like take in their art. And if anything, like use it as a lens to refract my own like creativity. Like,
wow.
You know, see it like inspire things within me.
That was an awesome statement.
Thank you.
That was really cool. Use it as a lens to refract your own creativity. That was cool.
I'll attribute that all to RM. He's taught me how to use English better.
That's for real.
Yeah.
That kid's too smart, right?
He's a poet, man.
He's a poet. And that's all I care about. I care about RM being a poet and like going on his bike trips. And I care about J-Hope doing his, you know, dance jams for an hour and a half. And like, I just want them to do their art.
Yeah.
And otherwise be left alone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need them to be accepted by racist American media companies because that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't also need them to fight the war of racism that America needs to internally figure out.
Yeah.
I need Americans to confront that for themselves.
Yeah. And if anything, like, That is actually kind of covered in the article as well about how HYBE will be the one that will be leading that assault, right? And it's like, because they talked about how they were like, let's do English tracks. And RM was like, whatever, you know, if that's what the company wants to do. So let them fight the fight and let BTS be artists. And I think that's what they're into anyways.
I mean, I think that's what they were into. I don't know what they're into now. Like, I don't necessarily... Like I said, I haven't been feeling it.
No, I get it.
And I'm concerned because, like, you know, when I like an artist, I don't particularly want that artist to be fashioned into a, you know, slingshot in order to break through markets so the company can make more money.
Yeah, that's just use, right? That's use and abuse, right? It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing right now. They're like, they're trying to penetrate this market because of the money. And I'm just kind of, I'm sick of that being the only goal.
Yeah.
I don't want that to be the goal. And I mean, I don't know. I'm sick of it for all of the artists. I really am. Like, I want artists to just do their thing. And for us to not be so obsessed with the numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the numbers aren't fun. When you realize the game is rigged, it just stops being fun.
Yeah, it's like, who wants to play? You just, that's why, I don't know, that's why it's always better for me to just focus on, like, the art. And it's like, man, do your thing. That's beautiful. Black Swan? What?
Oh my God.
So good.
So good. So, we'll see. We'll see, like... I think that, if anything, this reaction from ARMY on the Billboard article is going to be a lesson, I hope, for HYBE and for other American media organizations that want to try to profit off of BTS, because they all want that money.
That's right.
Let's just, you know, I think ARMY's cool. ARMY's cool. We know when someone treats us badly. We know when someone's trying to discredit BTS. We ain't dumb.
Yeah.
And that's what's really awesome about our fandom is that, like, when we see things like this, we're like, we're going to let everyone know to not even click on the damn thing. And we are definitely not buying your magazines. It is not happening. When Coco Dive, like, said that they wouldn't sell it, it was like, just... That was awesome.
That was legit.
That was legit. And that's ARMY, like, using their power. And what's great about ARMY is that we use our power in such, like, positive, intelligent, and thoughtful ways. Like, when the Megan Thee Stallion thing happened, and her company was like, you can't release this song unless they give us $100,000.
Basically extorted.
Not for her, not for her work as an artist, but just for them, for existing.
Yeah.
And then ARMY raised $100,000 to give it to Black women's charities in like some crazy fast amount of time.
Yeah.
Just to say, like, you, just to show our power.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to show our power. And, like... I think what's exciting to me, the good part, is that if the right people see ARMY and actually learn from ARMY, what they're going to learn is that when people love something, they can intelligently and with compassion support charities and art that make the world a better place, and they don't need this, like, record company conglomerate infrastructure in order to figure out how to spend their money, and that there's a way to support art that's more in a crowdfunded way, that can be super, super positive than in this, like, let the Scooter Browns of the world get a slice of the pie, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what I think is fascinating about a movement like ARMY, is that when you have so many people who collectively want to support something, they do end up having a lot of power. And that people who just try to manipulate them to make a profit get exposed for that. And we don't put up with that. We don't support it. We are not dumb consumers. You can't trick us. You know, we're going to... see through that. And I want us to continue to be that kind of fandom. And if that means that, like, we're less commercially successful in the long run, God, that's, I actually do hope for that.
Yeah,
it's,
right?
It's like, I'm all for, you know, BTS being as successful as they want, but it's like, they got there. They're there now. That's fine. I don't want to chase the number ones. I don't want to chase the awards. I just want... them to live a good life and to be happy. And I want our fandom to continue to support the things that are meaningful.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's ARMY.
ARMY's unstoppable.
Yeah.
Don't mess with us. Do not fuck with us. That's okay. Right. Stop it.
We are Legion.
We will mess you up, man.
Yeah.
We're going to get mean if you go after our boys. I mean, what haven't those boys done for us? They're the most dedicated people you could ever imagine. So we're going to do anything for them.
Yeah.
We crazy.
That's right.
We got those Sugar 93s shirts in the closet and we will bring
out. Don't test us. Right now we're dormant. We're just chilling.
We're just chilling. Don't test us.
We're just dancing. Don't unleash us.
We will mess you up.
That's right.
Oh my God.
But in a charitable way.
Oh my gosh. I just have to pivot for a second.
Oh, sure.
Because I feel like I've been too consumed by this rage.
Sure.
And say that, like, I feel like we're going to look back on this Billboard article and see it as a pivot point. This is my hope. This is my dream. This is my wish. It's going to be like a pivot point to BTS moving forward in like a direction that's just all about them and ARMY. It's just about BTS and ARMY in the future. We don't need external validation. We don't need to top the charts to win. We don't need fan wars in order to justify our love for the boys. We don't need any of that. I think we're going to move forward and it's just going to be about enjoying something we love. That's all I want. I just want to enjoy what we love and leave all the rest of this, like, fighting the good fight in the American music industry to other people who, you know, to the Americans that need to be having this conversation internally. That's where it needs to happen. That's where change needs to happen. It's not up to them to, like, change a music industry that is just judging them and disparaging them.
Yeah, but oftentimes change does not happen from within, but it happens from external forces. You think some, like, rich, privileged person sitting in their comfy lounge chair is going to be like, you know what, we should change this system and be more inclusive. No, they're going to lock their doors and shut their windows, you know?
I know that they're doing that.
Yeah.
But I think the cool thing that is happening is when people from inside the system start talking about it. And that conversation, what I'm saying is BTS has started the conversation.
Mm.
They started the conversation on when Americans see how they react to Koreans, we start going, hey, are we like super racist? That's kind of weird how we're treating them really badly. Is that because we're racist? So the conversation's been started.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying Americans need to take up that conversation and figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And you have to, like, figure out what kind of person you are. Are you going to be mindlessly guided by a xenophobic and racist media system? Or are you going to take note of it and not support it? And I think that that's what's amazing, is that they started that conversation that's about us getting better just by existing and trying to come into our system. But it's not their job to complete that conversation.
Yeah, yeah. I get it now. Yeah.
That's all I mean. It's our job to complete that conversation and to make positive changes. And you're right. There's some people who will never make that change.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why we got to, like, remove the dollars from supporting those kind of people.
Well, yeah, not only that, but if you think about it, in those systems, that person will die of old age and they will be removed from the chair and a new person will be put in that place and they'll be like, maybe we should be nicer to people.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I mean, you can just hope for that or you can demand it.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's different ways for artists to make money. Like, you know, music companies take a huge percentage of the profits that musicians make.
Yeah.
But maybe it doesn't have to be that way. Maybe there's ways in which that money can be distributed in a more fair way. That's all. Like, But that requires looking at the music industry and for interested parties to be like, let's find another solution. Does Capitol Records need to make like 80% of the profits from one of their artists? Does that seem right to you? I don't know. It doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, yeah. But it seems right to the person making 80% of the profits, yeah. Right? So, yeah.
But that's what's super cool about the way that they do the idol industry in Korea. I mean, there's lots of things that are wrong, right? Mm. Or questionable or ambiguously bad or good. But one of the cool things is that fans will directly protest to the company when they think that their artist is being mistreated. And they will leverage their power as the consumers of that artist against the company. And we need to do that more often. I think the Megan Thee Stallion thing was really cool because her lawsuit allowed her to expose the bad things going on between her and her record company.
Yeah.
And that's good. We need to be having conversations about how artists are being mistreated.
Oh, yeah. Because it's happening all over the place.
It's rampant, man. Yeah. And it's rampant. So then fans, I mean, seeing how ARMY supported her and kind of like did this charitable protest in order to prove a point, I think was really amazing.
Exactly, yeah.
Because it shows their power that like an individual fan doesn't have a lot of power, but a collective fandom has a huge amount of power and a huge amount of leverage. And that when companies try to disregard that, they can get, they are both neglecting the people that they're actually, like, their customers, they're going against their own customers and consumers. But if you're smart, you could actually use that leverage. You could be like, well, I'm actually going to make my music label the most supportive of your artists possible, and I'm going to treat them really well. And then the fans will be like, well, I'm going to support you.
Yeah.
And buy your products because I know that you are seriously supporting my artists, yeah, and treating them well.
Crazy how that works, right?
It's like goodwill. It's, yes, weird. And people can use goodwill. When you show goodwill as a company, like, people will use their buying power to support that. And I think that will be a pivot point. I think there's a lot of things that have happened with BTS that will inspire positive change in, yeah, these industries.
Yeah, and I think that's our final message. Fix yo shit.
Clean your own house up.
That's right. Don't make us come over there.
Before you try to talk smack about other people, get your own shit in line, Billboard. And we're done with you.
That's right.
We are done with you.
Mic drop.